love to watch.
Yeah.
Like we
big voyeurs.
Absolutely. Right. Like that's just a turn on for ourselves.
So you get the remix in it, right? That's how you got to do it, man. But, you know, I tell you what, another thing, too. Like we said, get that doobie and you do what? You
smoke weed every day.
But it is absolutely just about
it's just about enjoying each other and within another lifestyle other than your home life.
And I'm telling you, newbies, people listening to this right now, this is an absolute beauty of a lifestyle if you work it correctly.
Yes.
If you don't, then yes, you hear the horror stories. And I'm going to tell you.
And you'll be a part of the horror stories. You won't just hear it. I'm going to tell you
what's happening with most of the people, right?
Tell us, babe.
You're not connected.
Yes.
You're in it for the wrong reason.
Yes.
You and your partner are having issues and y'all feel like, oh, he isn't find me sexy anymore.
We have to save the relationship.
Yeah, so then maybe you should do this and this will spice things up.
Or maybe he won't cheat on me if I do it with him.
Yeah, please. He already cheating on you if that's the case. If you're thinking that, you know what I'm saying? Come on.
Absolutely.
Just learn.
If you want to be a part of it, be a part of it. If you do not, don't let nobody force you to be a part of something you don't want to be.
Yeah.
And that includes being with a couple or a single or whatever your scenario is that your partner wants and you don't want to be a part of. Use your voice. Everybody has a voice in this game.
Yeah. Speak up.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, and then they have conversations with your partner. If they don't understand, then maybe that's not the right partner for you.
Yeah.
Because if they were the right partner for you, they'd understand. They try to work around it or try to work through it with you. Try to make you more comfortable with the situations.
Yeah.
And then be on your team. And that's why taking one for the team, it just doesn't work.
It does not work.
It builds wedges between relationships.
And you will end up on the sideline and all you'll be hearing and people will be looking at you and you'll be feeling like thank you all for tuning in to MWB Married with Benefits, the podcast that helps you understand a little bit more of the lifestyle that you're about to take a journey in. Come on this journey with us as we find different avenues and talk to different people and experiences and stories. We can't wait to hear yours. Thank you for tuning in to MWB. Hello, ladies, gentlemen.
Hello.
We are excited to be back for another episode of Married
with
Benefits with your host Lion and
Candy,
my Queen Montclair. So tonight we are going to be talking about something that we've been kind of hearing from different people.
Like a few weeks now.
Yeah.
Off and on.
And it's really something that I think is a big thing with the new people and people who still aren't really comfortable within a lifestyle. And we're going to be talking about taking
one for the team.
The team, right? And what does that mean? If you're new, you're listening to this, we're speaking to you and also some people who've been in it for a while but still haven't really had guidance. So the lifestyle, number one, is supposed to be about fun.
Enjoying
it with your partner.
Or if you're exploring. Single, exploring your, you know, things you like, don't like, things you will tolerate, things you don't want to tolerate.
Right. And so a quick bottom line of what that is to me, and these are just our opinions. One of the things that we love doing.
Yes, we are not professional therapists.
Yeah. So don't come trying to sue us. Say, hey, you told us this would work.
This is just our opinions and what we observed and what we experienced.
Right. And through many years. So just a little background history. Yes. We've been roughly in lifestyle 20 plus years together combined and over actually. And we've seen the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything. So taking one for the team, it simply means that you will get intimate with someone from another couple, even though you're not attracted to them, even though you don't have any connection.
And only because your partner is really attracted to the other one and really wants to go ahead with it, no matter your feelings or not.
Right. And we were talking to a couple of people who were kind of dealing with that. And one of the things I said to them was, no matter what, you never take one for the team.
Absolutely
your partner comes first.
Your relationship comes first. Your relationship is far more important than in anything in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And like, and that, and there should already be boundaries, rules set in place before you even think about being in the lifestyle.
Boundaries.
Trust, security, foundation is all important before you start anything in the lifestyle.
Message. There it goes, right?
So
listen to it.
Yeah, definitely. Because we've had some issues, not issues, I can't say, but some things that happen and we're like, no, I feel secure enough to tell my partner I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And he's secure enough to, okay, that's good.
That's it. Bottom line. Vice versa.
Either way.
Her feeling comes, no matter what, I don't care if I see some girl, I'm like, oh, I want to fuck her. Oh, she's so whatever, whatever. If she's not interested in it, do it, then fuck it. Because that's who I got to go home with. That's who my foundation is built on, right? So you want to take a similar approach and mentality to this. For me, one of the reasons why I think most couples do this, one is because when you come in a lifestyle, you don't have kind of guidance. You don't have a book. There are books written on things like this, but you don't
or
have
things
a book,
that people
right?
tell you that are already in the lifestyle.
Yeah,
but
and they could be telling you wrong. Because
because it's there the way that they live it.
Yeah.
But you always go off of what you feel
and
what you want out of the lifestyle,
right.
Not what somebody else is telling you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of people approach
differently.
The mentality, and I'm just going to say this, wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you flat out, you're wrong. Because here's why. Most people that we've been talking to, seeing, and just listening to, it seems like swapping is the most important thing to them, right? No, that's wrong. You go to an event and you're expecting. We went to an event and we spoke to some people and they didn't want to give us their numbers or they didn't want to talk to us.
Or we didn't have any connection because we didn't like the same activities they do.
So fucking what? You know, like you are there for your partner. You and your partner are supposed to explore this, learn, grow together, and embrace those things.
Another thing
that
you and your partner are supposed to connect on with, not force a wedge in between it.
Right. You know, and so just always remember that. Like, so what if it doesn't happen? Like, we go to events often and then, you know, we're not going to expecting to swap or switch with anyone.
If it happens,
we expect to be in the night with each other.
Yes.
And, you know,
and enjoy each other's company outside of what we got going on at home.
Yeah.
Or and another, whatever, you know, our business is.
Another big thing too that people mistakenly get wrong is that they think when they first come in lifestyle, it's a big old meat orgy type of thing, right? Let me tell you something. If you're new and you're listening to this or you've been in this for a while, it's going to be a while before you find someone who is going to want to
be compatible.
Involved with you like that. Because
unless you find somebody that
just wants it.
Wants it.
And then
that's fine
too.
Right?
But don't expect it. We had so many people, oh my goodness, we went to this event and no one wanted us. Guess what? No one wanted you.
No one wanted
to play
with us. Nobody. They were all in the other corner. I'm like,
that's just how it is.
Enjoy the moment with your partner.
Right.
Enjoy the time with your partner.
Yes.
These are moments that you have to take in and embrace.
You've got anxiety.
And enjoy.
You know why you got anxiety?
Why you have anxiety?
It's because you're expecting something to happen.
Yes.
And you're living. If I'm expecting this to happen, I got to live up to it.
And if it doesn't happen,
what if I don't get hard?
It's my fault.
What if I don't get wet? What if I don't? Just go and have fun and enjoy.
Yes.
Get a drink or two, loosen up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Get a doobie if that's your thing.
Yes, absolutely.
A doobie.
We smoke
take it back to the old school. Get a doobie.
Get a
doobie. You know what I'm saying? Let me see something. Hold on. Let me see. Okay, hold on.
There's a lot of couples that will, you know, just like to hang out while you do that.
Yes.
There's a lot of couples that like just to hang out and conversate and just build friendships.
Yes.
It's not all about sex and swapping. You know, yes, that's fun. Yes, that's what we like the lifestyle a part of.
Right.
But it's not what we do this for. It's not why we go to the club. We go to the club because we get away from our home. We get away from our life at home. our businesses, our kids. And we just we're like number to relax. One. And we love to watch.
Yeah.
Like we
big voyeurs.
Absolutely. Right. Like that's just a turn on for ourselves.
That sound going like
Red Light District.
Yeah. So you get the remix in it, right? That's how you got to do it, man. But, you know, I tell you what, another thing, too. Like we said, get that doobie and you do what? You
smoke weed every day.
But it is absolutely just about
It's just about enjoying each other and within another lifestyle other than your home life.
And I'm telling you, newbies, people listening to this right now, this is an absolute beauty of a lifestyle if you work it correctly.
Yes.
If you don't, then yes, you hear the horror stories. And I'm going to tell you.
And you'll be a part of the horror stories. You won't just hear it. I'm going to tell you
what's happening with most of the people, right?
Tell us, babe.
You're not connected.
Yes.
You're in it for the wrong reason.
Yes.
You and your partner are having issues and y'all feel like, oh, he isn't find me sexy anymore.
We have to save the relationship.
Yeah, so then maybe you should do this and this will spice things up.
Or maybe he won't cheat on me if I do it with him.
Yeah, please. He already cheating on you if that's the case. If you're thinking that, is, you know what I'm saying? Come on.
Absolutely.
Just learn.
If you want to be a part of it, be a part of it. If you do not, don't let nobody force you to be a part of something you don't want to be.
Yeah.
And that includes being with a couple or a single or whatever your scenario is that your partner wants and you don't want to be a part of, use your voice. Everybody has a voice in this game.
Yeah, speak up.
Yes. You know what I'm
saying? Otherwise,
and then they have conversations with your partner. If they don't understand, then maybe that's not the right partner for you.
Yeah.
Because if they were the right partner for you, they'd understand. They try to work around it or try to work through it with you. Try to make you more comfortable with the situations.
Yeah.
And then be on your team. And that's why taking one for the team, it just doesn't work.
It does not work.
It builds wedges between relationships.
And you will end up on the sideline and all you'll be hearing and people will be looking at you and you'll be feeling like
right? Like, I'm gonna tell you, he waits all day to push these buttons.
Yes, I do. I got it set up, right? You know what I'm saying? Get over yourself.
Yes. You know? And if you're the one that tries to pressure people, shame on you.
Right.
I want to say that because there are so many people in this industry that I see, or not industry, but the lifestyle, that pressure people. Why do you want to pressure people to feel uncomfortable?
Yeah. And
then they're not enjoying it, and then that makes you enjoy it? Really?
Listen.
How do you get enjoyment from pushing somebody into a scenario or a situation that they're not comfortable with? How are you enjoying that?
Listen, let me tell you something.
I don't get that.
First off, we want to thank you all for still being here listening, because y'all probably thinking like, man, they're coming at it. But you got to be straight up.
Absolutely.
In this lifestyle, if you're not interested in someone, tell them.
Tell them.
Hey, thank you. We'll talk to people. Oh, this one person keeps coming at us and talking to you because you haven't told them no.
Yeah.
Flat out, no.
And a lot of couples I see also, the conversation got brought up about bisexual women with their partners, and then they don't want to play because then the other one's not bisexual. So
then
what?
Then don't play.
Don't play.
And like, you got to do something. Y'all, that's what I'm saying.
And the thing
you're
is,
going
is,
to the event, the party, the function.
Why is it obligated for two women to play together?
You have to, right? Because most men see that in their minds and they think that's how it's supposed
to
start.
But if it's not in that scenario, then don't force it.
Right.
If one is not bi and the other is, respect the one that's not.
Right.
Respect the whole scenario and say, hey, you know, I'm not bi, but we would love to play anyways.
Yeah.
Just, you know, no bi stuff with me.
Right. And you just got to be comfortable in what works for you.
And if they don't respect it, then that's not the person you want to play
with. Especially like with us. And, you know, and I'm just going to say it. You know, being in this for 20 plus years, we've seen it all, right? We've seen the events that maybe there's a wife, because we're an interracial couple, right? Maybe there's a wife who wants to have the black guy experience.
Yeah.
And then the husbands are usually, no, you're not going to fuck him. And then the wife will say, hey, I really wanted to do it, but my husband didn't want it.
Yeah.
Okay, guess what? We don't take offense to it. That's what you want. That's
absolutely
your type. It's good, right? We know that we have a certain type, and we're probably not going to find it as often. My wife loves black men. There's probably one out of every 30, you know, white guys, there's a black guy, right? So, yes. So we don't see it that often. So we don't go in there with expectations. Most of y'all do. Get yes. over that. Get to think you got to go to an event. I can't find anyone. Well, then, hey, you need to figure something else out.
Or your standards are too high. Yeah. Well, then that's just what I like.
Right. It's just what
Respect
it is.
Respect it.
I mean, we got to do anything.
You will eventually come across couples that you find attractive, you both.
Yeah.
And it will hit off and you guys will have your fun.
Right.
And those times will come. You just have to have patience and you have to have just enjoy it as it comes.
Yes. Make
Don't
sure.
force
go,
it.
If you go up to someone and just be
Hello,
like.
Hello, motherfucker.
Hello, motherfucker. Right? You afraid to go talk. Oh, I'm afraid of rejection. Oh, my goodness. Get the fuck out of here. You're going to get right. rejected your whole life. Right? Go up and say hi. You don't mean you got to fuck. We're very straightforward. Like, if we have someone that comes over, we go out and meet someone for meet and greet, we flat out say, we're not coming home with you.
No. Nope.
Then if you don't want to come and meet, don't come and meet. We're yep. still going to enjoy dinner.
Yep, absolutely.
We want to come and get to know you, speak to you,
yeah.
whatever.
And we're up for all
and
that.
And then we kind of go from there. But most people expect, well, we met you, and
we
y'all
met
didn't
you,
do anything.
You guys
That's
didn't
right.
want to go.
We told you no. at the beginning we weren't doing anything.
Absolutely.
So, but, you know, all you guys are just relax. If you relax, it'll be okay. I hear so many. We go to clubs and we see people in their cliques and you mm-hmm. know whatever. And okay, cool. It's just them. They know each other. They're friendly with each
they
other.
They go every day to
yeah.
the club.
That's not you know not we're gonna take you know umbrage to and
no,
feel bad about.
No, absolutely not. Because so. We talk, we conversate, we play pool, we hang out, we laugh, mm-hmm. and then we go do our thing. I mean, it is what it is, and we enjoy it. We come home with memories, yes. and a bond stronger than when we had when we left, I feel.
Yeah, and we talk about
you know,
it, and
we
learn.
We love to talk about the what happened the night before, what we enjoy. Mm-hmm. It's always good to communicate with your partner first. Absolutely.
Yeah, and you learn things, and you know, you garner what you can do better or improve on and so forth like that. But
yeah, just you know. Don't expect anything that you don't want.
Yeah.
Don't do anything you don't want.
Yeah. You just got to
learn.
In
this lifestyle.
You got to learn and just relax with it. And, you know, it's okay. And it's all right. Just,
yes.
You know, it's a great,
no rush.
Beautiful thing.
There's
yeah.
no rush.
So don't take one for the team. Well, trust me, it's all it's going to do is at some point bring some resentment. It's going to make you feel like your partner, they don't care about what your feelings are. If my wife walks in, I tell my wife anytime, we go into, let's say, a new club or even the same one we usually go to. If we go in, we spend whatever money to get in, and we get in there and she says, you know what, I don't like the vibe here, we're out. I'm not going to be, no, baby, come on, let's just stay and let's just feel it and let's just see how it goes. No, I'm out. Goodbye.
Yeah. And he knows that I'm also the type that we got to try at least one or something at once. So when we go to a club, and like we went to one and we didn't know it was clothing not optional.
Oh yes, in San Diego.
Yes,
San Diego.
And,
as soon as you walk in, you have
you,
to be
and
nude.
And we didn't know that, and so we got in there, and he was like, "Babe, do you want to stay?" And I'm like, "Well, we're already here. Yeah. Let's just try it. If we don't like it, then we can leave." I'm that type. I gotta at least try something just to experience it. If I don't like it, then I have the choice to leave.
Yeah.
And he respects that. And I love him 10 times more for being that way for me.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't have that, I wouldn't feel secure and safe with him.
Right. I'm not gonna
And that's
force
the
him.
Most
Baby,
important
come
deal.
On. I'm just really horny tonight. If I'm really horny tonight, I'll go fuck you. You know what I'm saying? The last thing I want to do is make my wife have...
emotional damage.
Damn
emotional
right.
damage, right? Because then that's something now we're arguing, we're having issues
yeah.
because
and then
of,
it caused
know,
conflict in the lifestyle. Then nobody
yeah.
likes to enjoy it after that.
So
who wouldn't want to enjoy the lifestyle open and, you know, with communication with their partner?
You got to learn to communicate, because most of y'all, you're going to talk and you end up hearing... Right, you're like, oh, what are these crickets coming? Because like, you don't know how to communicate.
Yes,
sit down and talk, open up your fantasies, no judgment, right? And
no
you
judgment.
Might be surprised. Your spouse or your partner might be like, whoa, oh, wow, actually, I was thinking about the same thing, I didn't know it. Or they might
yeah.
be like, you know, no, not for me. Let me research it. Let me learn. Let me figure out some stuff like that. So
absolutely communicate before even getting into the point of attempting to do stuff.
Yeah.
Because you both want to be on the same page. You both want to have boundaries. Boundaries are very important with each other.
Boundaries.
A safe word in case you guys are in a situation and you don't know how to get out of it. Safe word.
Yeah, we even have signals.
Yeah, like we'll do things with our
phones if we don't want to be around this person. But that is another message. Learn. Yes. Your
learn partner and your
spouse comes first.
It's the most important thing. Your home is most important.
Do not take one
and
for
and don't
the
let
team.
Anyone else in your relationship unless that's the type of relationship you have.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Gotta that's my advice.
It. Yeah. So we just, like I said, we just wanted to get on here, do a little short, quick little tips and, you know, thing like that. Again, if you are finding value in the content that we're providing, do us a favor and drop a review.
Yes.
Leave us a review. We're on all of the major podcasts.
Share.
Wherever you get yours from. Share.
Like.
It, follow. And, you know, let
subscribe.
Other people know about it, right? Let someone else know about it who you think can benefit from it.
Yeah.
How about have your partner sit down
or even
and
send
listen
us
to an
message.
Episode? Yes. Our email, you can find us at MWB.
If you think you have advice or you guys have a topic you'd like to talk about, come on here. Let's talk.
Yeah, we're open to that.
Yes.
We love it. We've had interviews before. Because the more stories we hear from other people, the more that they learn. Other people
yes,
learn, right?
Absolutely.
So we sincerely appreciate that. But thanks again for
yes,
hopping on.
Yes, we appreciate you guys listening.
Yes.
And taking our advice if you guys like.
Yeah. Perfecto. So
perfecto.
Thank you again.
Perfecto.
And so we're doce. Okay, doce. we laugh. Like, just let real quick thing. I know it said it was going to be the end, but so, like, the last time we went to the last club, man,
I think we just laughed
we
the
laughed
entire
so
time.
Much. People were looking at us, probably like,
yes.
What's wrong with these people? And we just
we
saw
were
everyone
just enjoying
else,
ourselves.
Right. And everyone else is just sitting down, like, oh my gosh, that couple really is cute, but I don't know if I should go talk to them.
Yeah.
Like the prom, everybody wants to dance, but nobody wants to ask the other
yeah.
person to go dance, right? And we're just like, yo, hey, we're laughing and enjoying
ourselves.
And
I think a smile didn't leave my face for like a week after that.
Yeah.
It was just amazing.
Very
it was
nice,
amazing.
So.
And it's just because it was just with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I love that. And I hope people get this message. Enjoy your spouse or whoever you're with and enjoy them with the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Take advantage of being with them in the lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's it. My end is anything
yeah,
else?
No, I
yeah.
think we've touched Perfect. Everything we were going to talk about. Yeah. And I think it was a great show. And I think it's very informational
yeah.
for our listeners.
So thank you again. You know, give us a rating, 5 stars. Really, that helps us spread the word to other people on lifestyle.
Yes, helps us grow bigger.
Yeah, so
we can help others grow.
You. And as we always say here,
until we swing again.
I know I'm fine, but the money makes me handsomer. Walk around smelling like a come up in the answer for her problems, but I'm not him. I don't mind it though. You don't like me how you think you do, I like it though. I know I'm fine, but the money makes me handsomer. Walk around smelling like a come up in the ass.